BulaNetwork.com, episode 183. Welcome inside the Ella Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. Glad that you're here. Are you stuck? Sure, we all get stuck sometimes. I realized the other day that what I am, I'm a plunger. Yeah, I'm a professional plunger. We'll talk about it next. Stuck, being stuck, getting stuck. It's a common refrain. Writers talk about writer's block. Sometimes you see and hear singer-songwriters talk about getting stuck and being able to finish a song. Sometimes they talk about having worked on a song for years and years and years, unable to finish it, all because they're stuck. There's probably some magic to getting unstuck. I'd love to tell you that I know what it is, but I don't. I do know, however, that when plumbing gets stuck, yeah, we're not going to get graphic. Let's look at not a toilet. Let's look at a sink. You ever had a sink that got stuck? The drain got stuck. Sure. We've all had that. And, plungers come in all kinds of sizes. You know, I've seen in Home Depot, I've seen these hand plungers. In fact, we've got one somewhere. Kind of the size that you would use on a sink. And of course, then there are the big mamus for the big jobs. And you need it sometimes. And of course, if it gets too terribly bad, then you have to call the plumber and then they have to come out with, you have to call the Roto-Rooter man. And that conjures up all kinds of pleasant thoughts, doesn't it? Roto-Rooter, you got to get the big cable out, the big snake thing. And because something is stuck and we've got to get it unstuck. And in all of these kinds of cases, the thing that works is pressure. It's pressure or it's some other act of horrific violence. I don't engage in violence to help get people unstuck, but you do have to shake things up. You just can't. Time typically just doesn't do the job. Sometimes it's pouring a chemical, and these chemicals, I know one thing, they generate heat, and they warn you about that on the labels, and you let it sit for a while and you let it do its magic and melt or whatever it does, disintegrate the clog, and it moves it on through the pipe. But these are activities that are out of the norm. You can't just run water and that do the job. No, you've got to insert some other element. You either have to insert pressure by way of a plunger. You have to insert some type of a device like a Roto-Rooter device to break it up. You have to insert a chemical of some sort to dispel the clog. And so we've got to do things differently. And it's difficult. It's difficult when we're making application of this and we're using this as a metaphor for our being stuck in our business problems or our business momentum. We typically want to continue to do what we've always done, even if what we have always done does not work. I don't know why. It's comfortable. Even failure can be comfortable. We get acclimated to the way that we've done it and we continue to kind of hope that it will work. And you've heard this countless times. It's that age old adage about insanity. It's repeating the same behavior over and over and over and over again. But this time we expect the result to be different. It's going to be different this time. It's going to succeed this time. so far, all it's done is result in us being stuck. But next time, it's going to work. It's going to work. And of course, it never does. I got to thinking about this. My wife has long hair, and hair, when you vacuum our floors pretty regularly, and we've got this Dyson, you know, what is it called? The Animal? It's purple. We've had it for years and years, had it for a long time, and it's great. Their vacuum cleaners are terrific. But she pretty regularly will have to get a pair of scissors and get down on the floor, and she'll have to take, you know, the bottom off of this thing and cut, you know, the hair to just get the hair out of the way. And sometimes that even happens, you know, with plumbing around here. You know, there'll be hair that gets down the drain, and you've got to take care of it. It's otherwise water won't flow through the drain and the vacuum cleaner won't pick up. And so, you know, her hair, one of the consequences of having long hair is we have to deal with these things, and small price to pay, but it is a consequence. And I was observing that some weeks ago and was just thinking of this whole being stuck kind of a thing, and getting hung up on something and not being able to make momentum, because I was working with somebody and the whole idea of momentum building and traction was a big talking point, as it is with most businesses and most business guys and most entrepreneurs. If we don't have traction, we're looking for traction. If we have traction, we're looking to improve our traction. If we don't have momentum, we want to build momentum. And if we have momentum, we want more. It's kind of like hot rodding cars. You know, you can never have enough horsepower, right? I mean, you can never go fast enough. You can always shave some seconds or percentages of seconds off of your quarter mile time. It's just the nature of the beast. And so it is with businesses and business building. And I was trying to wrestle a couple of different things to the ground with some businesses and was thinking of this whole being stuck and, okay, what can we do to get unstuck? And my natural tendency is, because of my experience, which is, well, I'm old, so it's ridiculously long. My experience is that you have to do something pretty dramatic. And it's that doing something dramatic that for me represents the whole plunging idea. Except for some reason, we instantly gravitate to those things when it comes to our plumbing or when it comes to our vacuum being clogged up. Somebody in social media was talking about how they had dismantled their dryer because the dryer, it just was not drying properly. And they had taken the venting off and dismantled the thing sufficiently and found just, you know, incredible amounts of lint built up in the thing. Well, these things happen, and we have to clear the way so that these devices can do their job, so that our plumbing can work, our vacuum cleaners can work, our dryers can work. And we instantly go to the proper resources. We instantly go to Liquid Plumber or call Roto-Rooter or grab the plunger or get the scissors to clip the hair out of the vacuum cleaner, or take the vent hose off the dryer. We just do those things. But when it comes to business building, it just seems to be far less pervasive and far less obvious for what we should do. And instead, so many times we just continue to, it'd be tantamount to using a vacuum cleaner, and we know it's not picking up, but we're just going to continue to go over the carpets and over the carpets and over the carpets. It'd be like, we know the blade of the lawnmower is not sharp. It's dull. And the more we go over the grass, it's not cutting the grass. We know it's not cutting the grass, but we're just going to keep pushing the mower anyway, in hopes that if we go over it enough times, it'll whack the grass down to the proper height. And it doesn't work. I can't explain that. I can't explain the psychology of that. I can't explain why, when it comes to our businesses and our revenues and our income, that we don't work even harder to overcome those things as we would a clogged sink. Does that make any sense to you? Doesn't to me either. But there's something afoot here. There's something going on. There's some reason that people tend to, you know, to steer clear. Now, people love to lament the fact that they may be clogged, that they may be stuck, but they may not always like the remedy. Well, I find that the case. And I find that the case pretty frequently, by the way, with business owners. Just stuck beyond comprehension, really. I mean, stuck in more ways than one. Stuck in the sense that they have this business challenge that they're trying to overcome, but also stuck in the methodology of how to get unstuck. Even though you can show them, in some cases, compelling evidence that what they've been doing, not only did it not help, but it got them further stuck. And just sometimes there's just a hard-headed, bullheadedness of, you know, no, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm pretty fond of getting hold of people when they're past that point, when they're just so sick and tired of being sick and tired that now they're willing to listen. Because one of the biggest traps, I think, for any of us, no matter how we're stuck, whether it's business or otherwise, but here we're about business, is a willingness to listen, a willingness to pay attention, a willingness to consider, just to consider an alternative. Because here, by the way, this is a podcast that is about getting new customers, serving customers better, and not going crazy in the process. And it's that going crazy in the process that trips up a lot of folks. And business can be crazy inducing. I mean, there's little doubt. But when I can engage somebody that's got at least a degree of willingness to at least try something that they haven't tried. And I give these kinds of stories and these kind of illustrations and these kind of metaphors of things that we do in our everyday life that we don't think twice about. And yet when it comes to something that has a dollar sign attached, we're almost antagonistic sometimes to even give something a try. It's kind of baffling to me. Are you stuck? Are you stuck right now? Are you stuck on fully developing an idea? Are you stuck as to what should the next step be? I mean, let me throw something at you for you just to consider. That's all I'm asking. I'm just asking for a bit of consideration. You can decide if you want to do it or not. But go in a different direction. And I'm not real fond of the whole think outside the box metaphor and all that. I mean, it's, you know, pretty trite, right? But do something very different than what you've been doing. Consider something that maybe prior to being stuck, you would have never even thought to do. Something way beyond the scope. Something, yeah, dare I say it, something way outside the box. And just try it. Just try it. Here's what my experience has shown me. When business owners will push themselves, even if the thing that they try does not work, and there's no guarantees that it will. In fact, I can almost guarantee you that the first thing that you try will not work. But here's what will work. You simply trying it will work. Let me explain. If a business has a particular problem and you're stuck as to what the best solution for that problem is, or you're in a rock and a hard place and you don't see a way out, but everything that you've tried so far has not worked, the odds are that the very next thing that you try, even though it is quote unquote outside the box, I'm not saying that it will work, to solve the business problem. But here's what it will do. Simply moving in a different direction will work to move you closer to a solution. It just seems to work that way. Because all of these past behaviors and all these past ideas and all of these past thoughts and past philosophies and points of view, that's likely what got us stuck in the first place. And so to think beyond those things and to turn the problem and perhaps view it from a different angle, or perhaps to restate the problem and get it away from what you believe is the obvious problem and the obvious reason for the problem, and to think of it differently, it just may change things. Years and years ago, when movie rental business first started videotapes, I happened to be working for a company that was in that business. And this was long before Blockbuster hit the planet. And of course, they're now gone, but nobody really knew how to properly merchandise this. You've got people who come in, and we were absolutely just kind of feeling our way through this thing. So here it is, early 80s, a VHS or a beta movie probably has a wholesale cost of, I'm guessing now, probably of about $60, a retail of about $80. Yeah, it's that long ago. And so you don't want to just put these out on a shelf where customers can just take them. I mean, the cost is way too high. And so now it's, we put them on a wall, we put them on shelves, and we put a counter between them and the customer. And we have, you know, young people manning this counter. And what you've got, I mean, just picture this. You've got customers standing on the outside of the counter, and they're craning their neck at 90 degrees to see the spines of the movie so that they can see what the titles are. Just like people do in a bookstore, same thing. Except in a bookstore, you can get right up on the shelf. And here you can't, because your eyes are about 4 feet from the wall, because you got this counter here, because each one of these things is worth about $60 wholesale, $80 retail. You're not just going to let the general public get their grimy paws on these things. And so you've got people just walking up and down this counter with their necks cranked, looking at these things, trying to pick something. That's how it was now. Anybody that was in that game back in 1980, 1981, 80, that's how it went. It's comical now when we look back at it, even for those of us that have memory of, you know, the local or the neighborhood video store or the Blockbuster, where you go and you get one and it's just a dummy. It's a dummy case. Well, okay, that came later. That solution came later. During all of these iterations between what you may have remembered in a video store and what I remembered being in the front end of this thing, there were a lot of different problems that had to get solved. None of the least of which, by the way, was the fact that you had customers standing on the outside of that counter, and guess what? Man, they're climbing all over each other. I mean, there's no organization to it. And then there was the problem of, well, how are you going to display these? Are we going to put these in alphabetical order? Are we going to, which is what we did, by the way. You know, so if you've got five people trying to crane their neck and look over the counter and they're all in the, you know, A's, well, have you ever been to a bookstore and you're looking at books and somebody else comes in the aisle and they want to look in the same section you're looking at? It's uncomfortable. Okay, well, every day it was that way with these stores. I mean, every day it was people were uncomfortable. They're on top of each other. They're, you know, elbowing people. I mean, it's kind of like the roller derby of video rental. You know, get out of my way. I'm looking here in this section. We had to work out some of those problems. And what it took was it took some monumental shift in thinking of, okay, we can't let the customers get their hands on these things because there's just too much value. And shoplifting in any kind of a retail business like that it exists. Shrinkage happens, internal and external. And you do have to try to minimize it as best you can. So all kinds of problems. And I remember us, you know, sitting around and pontificating and pondering various ideas and solutions. And much of what developed over time came from our willingness to throw out any kind of crazy idea. And let me tell you, we had some crazy ideas. I mean, we went through so many iterations. You know, the velvet theater rope? Okay, so we had that. So it's kind of like this. If you've ever been to Six Flags or one of the other big amusement parks like that, and they have the lines that are just kind of a maze, you know, where you, okay, you go to the end of that, and then you go back, and you're just winding your way till you get to the front of the ride. We kind of did that with theater rope. And we thought, well, we'll just let so many people come and browse at a time. Well, you know, what seemed like a good idea, of course, bit us in the butt because, well, some people just loiter and browse, and people aren't going to come into a retail location and stand around and wait. Nobody's going to wait. But we were trying to get unstuck. And in trying to get unstuck, we were willing to try some things that we had never tried before. Now, maybe it's a little bit easier when you're in a space like that because this is a brand new industry. But you can apply the same logic to whatever you're doing, whether you are in an established industry or whether you are in a brand new industry and you're cutting edge. It doesn't matter. I think what matters is to be willing to try some things, and you don't have to try them on a grand scale. For instance, we had a number of stores. Well, we didn't roll something out to all locations until we had kind of settled that, okay, that's the good next step. And we were never satisfied with it, but we weren't going to just go test things at every location. So don't just roll out your solution to being stuck until you realize that you are unstuck, that it is the solution. But it doesn't mean that you can't try some things. You know, you're looking for the same thing that we're looking when our plumbing is backed up. Can we get a slow drain? I mean, can we go from standing water to a slow drain? Oh yeah, it's great now. It's wonderful if we can get the plunger, or if we could pour liquid plumber, and bam, you know, we have instantly it's clear. It doesn't always happen that way. You know, business problems are not always that cleanly solved. They are not always that, you know, that rush that you get of eureka. Yeah, this is it. In my experience, those things don't happen very often. Now, when they do, they're great. And you should celebrate them. Notate them. Put them in your diary, but don't expect those to happen all the time because that's not real life. You know, real life is we have this standing water in our sink. It's not draining at all. And we get the plunger and we work and we work and we work and we work and we look and the water went down about a half an inch. Hey, progress. Well, you know what that does? That just fuels us to work harder to get the clog cleared. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for that kind of progress in your business problems, your business challenges that give you some indication that it's working. And to me, that's one of the biggest sticks of all is to just be working so vigorously and so hard and the water's not going down at all. It's just not working at all. And if you're plunging and you're plunging and you're plunging, okay, stop plunging. It ain't going to work. So now we go get the liquid plumber, right? We're going to do everything in our power to do on our own before we go call the professional. I mean, I'm not crazy enough to tell you that I'm going to be helping. I'm going to be advising or coaching some business owner, and I'm going to be the first solution. I'm not that stupid. And the business owner's not that stupid. They're going to try what they know. And when they get to the point where the DIY part of the project just evidently is not going to work, then yeah, that's when I get an email and that's when my phone rings, which is perfectly okay, by the way, because until you get to that step, you really have to come to the realization, I need help. And there's no point in calling somebody until you get to that place where you know you need help. Now, the great thing is there's tons of help out here. And there's lots of free resources. Well, this podcast is a free resource. I'm not hawking anything. I'm not selling anything. I want you to get unstuck. I want you to do whatever you can to get unstuck. I just don't want you to sit there with a plunger when it's not giving you any progress at all. I want you to think differently. I want you to approach it from a different angle. I want you to try something else. Think something else. Have you ever tried something in a DIY thing that just epic fail and maybe even made the problem worse? Well, sure. You know, so we want to be careful when we've got our business. I don't know what damage you could cause if you were to say, you know, if you got some wire cutters and you untwisted a clothes hanger and you decided that you would poke a clothes hanger down your sink. No, I'm not advising you do that now. So don't do that and then write me a nasty letter that, man, I tried that and tore my plumbing all up. Because I don't know if that would work or not, but you know me, I'd give it a go. I mean, what's it going to... I guess you could really hurt something, but you know, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to pour some chemical that I have no knowledge about because I think this chemical would clear that drain. I don't know the first thing about chemicals, but I do know people who've done it. I do know people who have poured various kinds of acid down drains and damaged their plumbing. So it's possible. It's possible for us to take matters into our own hands and think outside the box and do something really, really stupid. Okay, don't do that. So you got to apply some logic and some smarts here. When it comes to your business problem, can you unwrap a clothes hanger and try that? And what's the downside? What can you hurt? You could probably hurt something, don't get me wrong, and I'm not advising that you try it, but it's probably a pretty low-risk thing, I would think. A lot better than going out to your garage and finding some random chemical to pour down your plumbing. And yet, I encounter business owners, and some can be just a bull in a china closet. They can be so stuck, and they can be so frustrated that they're grabbing at straws. And just make sure that the straw you're grabbing is not, you know, some poisonous chemical that could blow your house up. But I've seen it. I've seen business owners who were so stuck and were so proud and were so arrogant and were so pompous that they were going to try anything and everything. And on one hand, you could applaud their willingness to try stuff. But on the other hand, come on, you can't applaud being completely stupid. For you, your problem right now, and your problem right now, I'm guessing, has to do with traction and momentum, the two big, big deals for all of us. To get movement in the right direction, to know that what you're doing is working. Well, I'm going to end on this note because it's the best note I know to end on. And that is, if what you're doing isn't getting you the traction and what you've been doing is not getting you the momentum, I just have a question. And the question very simply is, then what's the risk in trying something new? What have you got to lose? I mean, if you're stuck right now because it's not going the way you want it to go, I don't see the downside in trying something else. Now, again, yeah, reach for a coat hanger kind of a salute. Reach for the plunger. Reach for something that was meant for the job. This is a verbal plunging. Yeah, I told you, that's how I started the show. I'm a plunger. I'm a business problem plunger. I'll put that on a business card. You think that'll work? You think that'll get me any new customers? People will go, wait, you're what? It was what? Plunger. Sounds like a smelly proposition. Well, and business is often a really, really, really nasty, dirty, smelly proposition. But you got nothing to lose if you are stuck, if you do have a challenge, if the momentum is escaping you and traction is not happening on a smaller scale, not company-wide and not customer-wide, but pick a space where, you know, in software, there's this sandbox kind of terminology. A sandbox is this place where we're going to go over here and we're going to use play data. We're not going to use your real data, but we're going to create this sandbox over here, and we're going to do some stuff in this sandbox. I'm advising you, when it comes to your business problems and challenges, develop a sandbox. A sandbox. You know, don't risk your whole company. Don't risk everything, but just develop a little sandbox over here where you can do things very, very differently, where you can think very differently, where you can approach things very differently. And yes, try to do it in the safest environment you can. I've advised companies in the past to select a group of people and tell them, hey, we're developing this little kind of this sandbox area, and we'd like to try some things and get your feedback. We're not rolling this out, but we just want to kind of play with some ideas. Are you up for that? You'll get customers willing to do that all day long. So move forward, get unstuck, think very differently than you've been thinking, approach the problems very different, and just try some stuff. Hey, as I said, the podcast here is all about getting new customers, serving customers better, and not going crazy in the process. The website is Bula, B-U-L-A, network.com. I'm Randy Cantrell. This is the Ella Studio.